5th of July, with John, Venerable Panyabahulu, Sukin, Sarah, Azita, and Paina.
We're just having some discussion outside about development of understanding and how the Buddha's teaching differs from the various techniques that are taught nowadays. For example, whether one can say that understanding can be developed by paying attention to different realities. For example, the mind, in order to have a better understanding of the defilements of the mind.
The purpose is to understand reality right now as not self. So it's not the self who is trying to find different ways to understand it.
The argument given with practices is that the practice helps to develop awareness of the present moment. That's the basic bottom line, that all these different meditation practices claim that the practice is to bring you into the present moment.
Yes, but is the method have something to do with the development of understanding reality right now? We have to consider whether that method is the way to understand reality right now or not.
Well, my experience has been that it just seems to finish up developing a lot of stress and tiredness.
I think that the misunderstanding is the misunderstanding about understanding reality. Just want to do something, just want to get something. Not to understand reality right now.
It seems the way you explain it that, okay, is reading and studying.
Reading about what?
Reading what the Buddha said.
Reading about reality right now. Not just what he said, but what about reality right now? Read about seeing, not self. Read about visible object, not self. Read about all realities in one's life as not self.
Okay, so one reads about it, but then...
In order to understand, just to understand, do you want something beyond that, more than that?
When one reads about it, one understands at the time what one is reading.
Not enough.
So what further is...
More. Read more, understand more, that's the way.
But there is an activity, isn't there? You have to apply it, do you not?
You have to, so it's not the understanding at all. Not the understanding, because only the understanding can eliminate the idea of self and attachment. It's very difficult to eliminate attachment. Almost looks like impossible because it's so great. Big amount of accumulation of ignorance and attachment. So it takes time to understand it from the very beginning. Otherwise, there's no conditions to understand it right now as it is.
This understanding then is a passive thing, is it? It's something that just is by itself. Or
cannot be forced.
Yeah, there's no doing that can bring this understanding. There's nothing that I can do to bring this, nothing we can do.
If there is no studying, who knows that now it's not self, but it's a conditioned reality which arises to see, which arises to think, which arises to experience an object. Who can know that without studying? And when it's as true as that, Panya develops in order to really see it as it is. As clearly, no doubt about it, because it has a reason and falls away all the time, whatever appears now. And this can be directly experienced. Otherwise, it's useless to talk about all these things.
Could we say that people hear about the realities of the present moment?
Just hear?
Yeah.
I understand.
Hear. And now the difference between understanding and not understanding is that some people hear, but still it's not
deep
really
enough.
Enough to know that it is about now, about this moment. That they don't really see that this idea of a self wanting it is actually what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Buddha taught about realities right then or right now, today, to panya, to understand it as it is.
And those who do understand on one level will know it also, that there is so much ignorance. We hear about seeing, mm-hmm. still there is no understanding of seeing.
Right.
So we see the value of listening more and more.
Right. Until it's clear comprehension. For example, we used to talk about visible object, how much there is the understanding about visible object as it is. It cannot be anything else at all, just an element which can be seen, that's all. But there are so many ideas about reality which is seen as something permanent, full of story.
Many other religions also teach about uselessness of thinking about past and future and the importance of understanding the present moment. But they don't know that their present moment is a concept.
Anything can talk about life as it is, but not as true as the Buddha's teaching. As no self at all.
Sometimes when people say, well, is listening the only way, one might say also the development of the paramis is important. Would you agree with this?
Okay. Reading lead to what?
Leads to the development of the paramis.
Parami.
So not necessary to say also the development of the paramis, because the listening and considering leads to the development anyway.
There is no understanding at all, it doesn't mean anything.
No.
It cannot be parami, no goal, no understanding.
Right. Someone mentioned, well, you've written a book on the paramis, so your way or your approach is not just listening, but also developing the paramis.
Without listening, we can think about many things, and life is different by accumulation. But when there is understanding, it conditions life to go along with understanding and all other paramis too.
So even paramis must be understood correctly on an intellectual level.
Yeah, depending on just one thing, understanding, knowledge.
I still keep coming back to this question, how to speed up or facilitate this awareness of non-self.
Why?
How?
Yes, but why? Why do we have to know or to do that?
I just have this thing that must be doing something, must be actually working on something.
At that moment it is citta with wrong or right view.
Well, I know it's wrong view.
Yes.
But it's very hard to overcome.
The thing is, samavariya is there when it is there, when there's a moment of right understanding. But we're talking about wanting to have it when it's not arising.
Not arising, exactly. Right. Yeah. Because otherwise it's like wasting a life or something. It's just the mind going everywhere or...
Excuse me, where does it go now, the mind? I think that instead of having ways or means to have result like having more and more understanding and less akusala, what about now? Can this be moment of understanding by discussing about whatever appears now? Otherwise there will never be any understanding of reality at all. And this is the only way, learning step by step.
But if I look up and see us all here, I don't automatically think we're all here because of conditions. This is the difficulty I'm having. I don't see the non-self of it.
Even now there is seeing, but there is not yet the understanding of that characteristic which sees yet. But there can be the understanding how it arises, so that it will build up the understanding of no self who can do anything about seeing or thinking. It doesn't mean that we have to experience the I base now and the jetasikas which arise with citta. It doesn't mean that, but to develop understanding to see that all realities are anatta. Just understand them as they are, not create or have idea to change. or think that I have to do this or that. Just understanding the anothingness of reality is better and better, and it will build up greater and greater understanding that can penetrate the true nature of reality right now. And this is the way to eliminate doubt and the idea of self. Even the monks in the Buddha's time, even they lived with Buddha at the temple or the place, followed the Buddha in order to listen again while the Satipatthana developed in daily life. Still need more understanding about realities, because there can be Sankhara Khanda which condition better understanding right then at moment of hearing. Like there can be awareness right now, who knows, but no force, no desire to have it more by different ways or other ways.
And if you take a seed and you plant it in bad earth or sand or something, then the conditions for it to grow are not there. But you can take it out and put it in good soil and it will grow. When you said, can't you see that what you're thinking is conditioned, then what I want to say is, then how can I change that conditioning so that the result is wholesome?
But who will put that seed? Who's the one who will take it out and put it somewhere with the place?
Well, there's no one.
No one. Depending on whether it is here or there by conditions. By rain, it can move from one place to another place, but not by anyone else, but by conditions.
I wanted to ask, can there be any development of understanding based on past experience?
Mm-hmm.
For example, like thinking about some attachment in the past, is there?
There can be any moment of anything by conditions.
But what would be understood at that moment?
A reality, by awareness.
Thinking, right?
There can be awareness, okay. Yeah.
But not the feeling itself. The feeling is just a concept of how I felt at one time.
The present feeling,
yeah,
when you think
would be
like that.
Yeah. Because I was reading, somebody wrote something about that. Who was it? That lady during the Buddha's time whose child died?
Kisankotami.
Kisankotami. And yeah, if my own son died, I would be crazy. Just go mad. But really, I don't think I could learn something out of that.
But even at that moment of going crazy and there's such strong unpleasant feeling, but even that can be object of awareness.
But I was trying to understand what it might be if I experience those things, you know. It's about thinking about that. Yeah.
But it's just like now, like we were saying about the funeral, just like now, they're still seeing, they're still visible object, hearing sound, unpleasant feeling, thinking. So even when you're totally distraught or going crazy, sati can slip in any time.
When it happens, right.
When you're
but
feeling...
But not when I'm imagining that it might happen. That would be a different reality.
It's feeling like this moment when you are imagining.
Just the same as now, seeing, hearing, thinking.
But if sati can arise at any moment, then what is wrong with trying to develop the ability for sati to arise?
It depends on the understanding as foundations, whether it's enough to condition sati to arise or not. What about Pattacara?
What happened to her?
The one who lost all her family.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Not just one son.
Both her
parents,
sons.
Parents,
family.
Son.
Yes.
No, because I was thinking,
husband.
Like, if it happened to me, I would go like this. But it might not happen. I might not feel that way, but I'm just imagining. And that's what I was thinking. What's the use of imagining all that? That's
it's just thinking.
Right.
Thinking about how you would feel and you don't know.
Mm.
Can you imagine that you died before him?
Yes. So I can imagine anything that I don't want to imagine.
Back to visible object. Often to a friend on our discussion list, we say that when we pay attention to the shape and form, we're thinking of concepts and seeing just these color or visible object.
And this is what he wrote, and I'd like your comments. Suppose we see a black disc on a red background occupying the entire field of vision, i.e. that is exactly what is seen. So this is what is seen. The visible object is that entire two-coloured mosaic. It is the object content at that moment of visual consciousness. It's a reality in the sense that it's actually observed. Additional mental processing is presumably required to see that the visual object is consisting of black and red, and even more processing to see the disc shape of the black region. A question though, is not the red component real? Is not the black component real? And is not the disc shape also real? Does the need for additional sanya and sankara make it less real? The name red, the name black, and the name disc are just names, but do these names not point to things quite real about the original visible object?
From the beginning to the end, no understanding of visible object as just a reality.
One always has a long story about right. what is seen, mm-hmm. and as soon as it's a mm-hmm. story, it's not understanding.
And the idea of, which is similar, noting, the idea that you note seeing, hearing, thinking, that's also not helpful.
It's already done all the time.
Yes.
No one has to do anything at all to think about the black disc or the red.
We know colours are very different, and we know that colour or visible object arises in a group or kalapa of rupas consisting of the great elements and the other rupas, and that this changes all the time. Is it because of the other elements in the group, the heat or the hardness or whatever, that conditions the colour or the visible object to yeah. be this way or that way and to be different at
otherwise
each one?
Otherwise there would be only one colour.
Otherwise they'd be the same. So this is the reason they're always different.
So what exactly conditions different colours? Heat?
Different composition of tattoos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just getting back to the discussion we were having beforehand. The Buddha did teach meditation.
Well, what do you mean by meditation again? Because even the word meditation, there can be many translation or interpretation.
It seems to me that my understanding of meditation is something that is done. It's an activity.
Of what?
Of the mind.
So? Kusala citta arises and performs a function of what? When we call meditation? Or is it the wrong understanding?
What kind of mind would it be that you would call meditation?
A mind that is focused on realities.
You mean satipatthana?
Yes. No. Just call it. But the mind focus on no understanding. It cannot be satipatthana if one thinks that meditation is too focused. That is not understanding.
If it's an understanding of impermanence as well, because the things are changing, the mind is changing, or the sensation is changing, or the physical body or whatever else, that is not just awareness of one object. It's awareness of what is happening as well. Yeah.
There is no awareness because it's only thinking. For the word sati, it means that reality which is aware of a characteristic of a reality, just one at a time, with right understanding. If there is no understanding about reality right now, how can there be more understanding of that object? Like visible object is just an element.
Vijayan, I'm confused about what this understanding is if it's not thinking.
When there is touching, hardness appear, is there any thinking about it? Or it's the moment of experiencing or knowing just the hardness itself?
Yeah.
No thinking.
No, there's no thinking.